I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
No, but wow, I lost my bus, bike, whatever. I lost something. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say something. I don't even know what I lost.
I don't know.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Yes.
We sent him a fruit plate.
We did.
I wanted him to talk about it on the show.
Yes, you did.
I wanted him to laugh about it. Oh, and my so-so question was on the card for the fruit plate. So
he
needs to acknowledge that because that's my so-so question.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No, but wow. I was going to say so.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4731. The BFO for right the 27th of March. 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we're going to finish So-So Question Month. Yeah, okay. Rana's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you're runners today because, y'all, I'm going to give a running report another little show has stopped doing that. And so I thought I'd pick up the mantle there, if you will. And, y'all, I'm not running. But y'all, this weekend, it's the big... It's the big Cupa River bridge run this weekend. Y'all, it's a big, big hootenanny. And y'all, it brings in tens of thousands of people to Charleston. And so, y'all, if you're thinking of coming to Charleston on Saturday morning, forget it. Forget it. It's not worth it. And y'all, then they've got some kind of pollen festival right up the road here. It's the Flower Town Festival, and y'all, it's I think you pay your admission to get in, and they give you a Kleenex. Beh, Fatty, I may need two. I say. Chew, yeah, you know, old people need. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm not old, not as old as you.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. This weekend we have not one, not two, but three. Three, Big Fatty, you said it. Celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, met him at Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, he and his husband used to be one of the multitudes of co-hosts on the Stinky Orangutans. You know, that's the Ginger Bear, the Big Ricky show. Y'all, it comes out once a year, I think. anyway, y'all, he was out there, and y'all, he had the he likes the older gentleman wearing the tweed coat with the suede elbow patches, and probably smoking a pipe also. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Waylon. Big Fatty, we love Waylon. We do indeed. And y'all, I just mentioned this person's name. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but y'all, he is up there. He is. He's not up there. He is
the Carolina cheese and provisions entree panua. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all still convalescing, but now he is in South Kakalaki, convalesce way, South Kakalaki. Y'all just as nice as he can be. Y'all, he's the husband of Ex-Living. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Brandon. Big Fatty, we love Brandon. And y'all, finally, y'all, you may have heard his voice on the opening of the little show once or twice. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, once or twice. I think he plays the opening music too loud. Yes, he does. And y'all, one of the founders of the Pride 48. Y'all, he's been here to the villa. He was at this year. he's been to the G'days. Y'all, he's responsible for the group at the G'days, recording a little show that you hear every day. It's none other than the one and only Daniel Bieber. Big Fatty, we love Daniel Bieber. We do. So, y'all, if you see Waylon, Brandon, or Daniel, wish him a piece of cake.
Big Fatty Podcast with his pals puts out tunes that always rock the house. Sweet kitty purring to the beat. Everyone's moving, can't stay in their seats. Turn it up loud, the party's on air. We're dancing like we just don't care.
Should I put on my dancing slippers since we're supposed to groove to the podcast dance? Well, you could. I'll have to find all four of them. Anyway, let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I've said it before. Y'all, getting old, it's every day there are new limitations. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, like recording a little show and not being able to remember what you were talking about. Kind of like Crooked Hat. Yes, Big Fatty, it's exactly what I'm talking about. But anyway, y'all, you know, I had bought that ice cream. And y'all, it comes in a plastic jar with a screw cap. Well, y'all, one of the things that Big Fatty has lost the ability to do is to open caps on jars and bottles and things like that. Y'all, I oftentimes, when I get a bottle of water when we go to the Best of Broadway or the Pops concert, I'll have to get Durwood to open the bottle of water for me. Y'all, I don't have the hand strength. Y'all, I couldn't get this ice cream open. And y'all, I tried three or four different times. I banged it on the floor to see if that would loosen it. Y'all couldn't. Y'all, I heard my neighbor next door, his truck cranked up. And y'all, I grabbed the ice cream and I ran outside and I waved him down. And y'all, I had to ask him to open my ice cream for me. Y'all, it's just, he says, oh, you're just making me feel strong. I know what you're doing. I said, well, thank you for calling. Anyway, and y'all, when I was taking the recycling out, I may have mentioned this yesterday, I don't remember, but y'all, a piece of the cardboard where I had cut it, you know, with the scissors, a piece of that scraped up against my hand. Y'all, if anything scrapes up against my hand, y'all, it's like it's a crime scene. And so I'm bleeding all over the place. Y'all, it's just, and y'all, then Moose P showed pictures that he said, oh, I see my grandfather's legs. And I took a picture of mine, and it's over there on the Blue Buffalo, not the Blue Buffalo. The Blue Butterfly. yes, Big Fatty, Blue Buffalo, something else. It's true. anyway, y'all, it was a quiet evening. I watched the news with Tom Yamas, And y'all, if you haven't watched him, give it a try. He's pretty good. Let's see. And then while the wheel was on, I got me a nice chair. I was just going to kind of relax and watch the Jeopardy. Y'all, by the way, the guy that I was telling you was the reigning champion, y'all, he is up near $250,000 now. He's won again. Then it was time for the Survivor. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, and y'all, it was a good episode. But y'all, about 30 minutes into the program, my neighbor, former coal miner, says, "Hey, Big Freddy, you want to get together for a few minutes?" I said, "Yes." So y'all, he came over. Y'all, I hadn't seen him in months. And so we chitter-chatted and everything. And then he left, I don't know, about 9:15 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I was going to go back and watch where I left off, but y'all, they were having the tribal council, and y'all, so it spoiled me as to who was voted off. But y'all, it's a great episode. And y'all, took the go-to-bed pills and played a little Candy Crush, and then I... y'all, that is the last of the cabbage soup. Yes, Big Fanny, coming out both ends. And, let's see. Slept like a baby. And y'all woke up a little bit after 6 a.m. in the morning. I didn't quite get my 8 hours of sleep, but it was 7 hours and something. Anyway, got up. Read the paper, had my coffee. Y'all, had one of those buttermilk English muffins and some Gouda stuffed sausages. Y'all, they're delicious. And then they were gonna talk to Big Freddy, we don't know. They're gonna talk to the evicted. Survivor. And so y'all, I had to turn off Miss Gail King because, you know, I'd seen it, but I didn't, I wanted to see the episode before I got spoiled on anything else. And so y'all, I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did my senior size class, came back, had my soup, and y'all, then I laid down, played a little Candy Crush. Y'all, I may have fallen asleep a little bit, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! Y'all, we gotta get it going here. Next question from Miss Bacon, it says, "Do you think everyone who listens might step it up next year so they can drown me and all my questions up?" First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the correspondent. Wonderful to hear from you, and absolutely a so-so question. You know, every year you send in a nice long list of questions, and I don't know if you've ever won the prize. I think you did win the prize. I know Dr. Stone won it last year, but absolutely a so-so question that we cannot answer until next year. So there's that. And y'all, I think that, we've got one more here. It says, y'all, this is from Adam and Daniel. And it says, "My so-so question is, would you give a friend your room number if he text messaged you and asked for it?" First of all, Adam and Daniel, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a social question. You know the answer to that because you did text me. Oh, well, you said a friend. Let's just go with it. You texted me and asked for my room number, and I didn't give it to you. Because, y'all, you know there's scams out there. And, you know, I thought, well, if Crooked Hat is in lost wages, he might come by the room. Oh, big, very horrifying. No, I would not give my room number. That's kind of creepy. Y'all, we've got the last so-so question. Hallelujah. And guess who? It's from Miss Bacon, and it says, each year, I think I end with, aren't you glad this is the last one? But this year, I am going to end with this. Thank you, Fart Pants, for your years of friendship, support, entertainment, and completely original and mediocre and so-so podcast that has kept a handful full of us from the OG Pride 48 gang together. Thanks for tolerating me. Those who have and know that I miss lots of you, think of you often and hope you are all doing great. And if you are seeing all of my F words on the socials and comments to this crap going on, just know I have a swear job and everything will be okay. Toodles poodles. And best wishes for the rest of the year. This is droning on like a long goodbye. Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the final question. It wasn't really a question. Big Fatty, that is the so-soest of so-so questions when they don't even ask a question. Well, you know, I think you're exactly right. Miss Bacon, such kind comments, and I'm so happy to be able to put out a so-so and mediocre little show for you. Speaking of that, y'all, Gail and King will be here tomorrow. With Ruination, the early years, and Big Fatty Crooked Hat doesn't like that when he says all they do is repeat themselves. Well, you know, if anybody knows about repeating themselves, it's Crooked Hat. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, by the way, if you're still looking for the perfect celebration of exiting the birth canal giftette for that Daniel Bieber, y'all, I heard that he wants a summer sausage. Oh, Big Fatty, he's vulgar. No, I meant like Hillshire Farms. Oh, Big Fatty, you know, that's the lower grade of the Hickory Farms. It's true. Y'all, those, it's gotten to the point where those things just give me, it tastes chemically, and they kind of give me the, yes, Big Fatty, like air conditioning and oxygen and everything else, water, you know, anything, but y'all send that to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365, and y'all call and wish Daniel a happy celebration. Yes, Big Fatty, have you done that? Oh, yeah, gosh, look at the time. I'm just, you know, Daniel went down this list of things that he would love, a text or a call or an e-letter or a gift at, or, y'all, he never mentioned that he'd love to hear his celebration of exiting the birth canal mentioned on a little show. Big Fatty didn't have to. He's a whore. He loves to hear his name mentioned everywhere. And just because he didn't mention it, it doesn't mean he's not expecting it. Well, you know, you're probably right. Y'all have a great weekend. Y'all, it's Palm Sunday. Last Sunday, by the way, was Thumb Sunday. And next Sunday is Fingernail Sunday. Y'all, Adam, what you got to say?
I was going to say so-so.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you did say so-so. And thank you again to Adam and Daniel and Adam and Daniel.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to
Big
use
Fatty,
the
Big Fatty, did you remind Kathy Marshall that that's all of them, that she can go ahead and take it on over to the so-so question?
Call the voice letter number at 619
she's in line at the TSA. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Yeah, all the social questions have to go through the
and leave a message, or just matter with the fat one and Poodle.
Who knows when we'll hear the answer to the social question one.
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.